sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yaron Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. Nishmas, Maras Esther, Maras Reb Shmuel, Maras Chaim Bet Zgunar, Maras Natachan Bet Zmei Zev. L'schus Moshe Yitzchak Ben Malka, Shein Lechana Bas Malka, Moshe Ben Peshedina. Shabbat Bracha Bat Zlacha B'chol Maasei Yideihem. Rachel Bas Geula, Bracha Bat Zlacha B'chol Maasei Yadeha. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you can contact me. We're going to be learning a very interesting tshuva in the Sefer Yabia Omer, Av Chacham Ovadia Yosef, in the 7th volume, Chelek Eben Ezer, Simon Zion. He writes, L'chod Yididi v'chavivi harav agon ha-mefursem, mardayna denochis l'unga didina suyge, sinai v'oikir horim, yiras Hashem yotzaro, shemen turak shemo tamo v'nimuko imo, Rabbi Kasriel David Kaplan of based in London, u'mechaber shud keser David. So you can already see from his letter that Rav Ovadia Halt Stark from Kasriel David Kaplan. He holds it very strongly of him, who's an Av based in London, and as is the Derech of Big Rabbanim, they exchange letters in Divrei Torah, trying to clarify issues, halacha l'maisa, not halacha l'maisa, but with Rav Ovadia, it's usually halacha l'maisa. And the Shaila was, a woman comes before the Beis Din, a Jewish woman. She had been married to a certain man, B'chuppah B'kedushin, on the 21st of Teves, in the year 1954, in London. She lived with him for 10 years, then she separated from him in the courts, civilly, with a taina that he didn't have koach gavra. He didn't have the ability to have sexual relations, to ejaculate. He didn't have koach gavra. And she remained a virgin. She was married to him for 10 years, and she never lost her besulim. And Dr. Bloom, the doctor who treated the husband, testified in court that the husband couldn't have bia because he lacked koach gavra. He just wasn't able to do it. He wasn't able to perform the act. And they couldn't even do Hazra Malachuti, they couldn't even do artificial insemination. And this man, Nebuch, was tortured by the Nazis. So after this civil divorce in the secular courts, the man goes, Rachman al-Itzlan, takes for himself a Goya. And the woman goes, and she gets married in the courts with a Jew. And she gets no get from her husband, Gedas Moshe Yisrael. And they have 3 children. Today the oldest is 24 years old. This is a letter written on the 6th of Teves, Tavshin Nun, 1990. And they come to the Beis Din and they want to know if they're Mutar Lavo B'Kal Hashem. She was married to a man. She didn't get a proper get. And then she married another man. Problem is that this first husband of hers ended up going with his non-Jewish wife, and they have a child together. So, how did that happen? So Rav Kasriel David Kaplan was Galia Ladari B'Koicha De'Heterah. He revealed his powerful arm with his Koach HaHeter based on the Chavis Yarim, Sin Reish Chav Aleph, that if a person doesn't have Koach Gavra, it's Kedushei Tos, and she's not Mekudeshes, because everybody knows, like the Gemara says, why a Kala goes to the Chuppah. In other words, it's not a secret what transpires after the wedding, and the assumption is that both parties are quite interested, and if it is not going to happen, then the whole thing is a mistake. It's a fake-out breakout. She didn't want this marriage in the first place if it turns out that the man is unable to consummate the marriage. V'adayta d'hachi lo nises lo. With that in mind, she didn't get married to him. So that's the tshuva, the Chavis Yair. And Kayotzu b'zekosfu kama achroinim, b'chlola magon atzei arozim, b'hamakne, b'ativ kiddushin, b'chein herich b'zeh, b'sefer agon Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, the of Beisdin in London, first Russia, then London, then Beit Vegan. It was Nifter a little over 40 years ago. I'm talking now, in the mid-70s. the Av Beis Din in London, B'tshuva Shehuva B'Sefer Chazon Yecheskel Tzvachim B'Sofa Sefer V'Hela Shim Nivdaka Yidei Rof Kim Mumchem B'Nimtzeis B'Sula V'Al Pizeh Pasak Beis HaMishpat Shel Arkol Shim Gureshes Me'anu Chagav Nu Lomar Nafshayu Chaynefshe Shein Etzvichem Get Klal Devalei Kiddushi Tosef. It turns out this woman remained a B'Sula, no get is necessary, and she is divorced. Her marriage is annulled. They weren't married in the first place. The whole thing was a tos. V'chein hela agon Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas Igras Moshe in the fourth volume in Ezra Siman and Dalid. So, Anko panem l'nyan mamzerus shel abonim, it's only a lav, it's not chomer esreish esish. Yesh lahachshiram, says Rav Kasriel David Kaplan, yesh lahachshiram lavo b'kol. We can rematrix the kids. Because mamzerus is more kal, it's only a lav. Le'over mamzer b'kal Hashem, so we can allow them to marry in, because we have a very strong tzad to say that she wasn't married in the first place. It's not as serious as the esreish esish. Can she be married to another man now? That's the problem. That's a big problem. But as far as the kids go, we could be more mekel. Vod herich malas kvot harasu kiyat Hashem atova olav. So you, Rabbi Kaplan, were marich in this question, discussed it at length, according to the great hand that God placed upon you, and with your great humility, you asked me to express my opinion. V'hinei, says Chacham Ovadia, Edoti zinam, edoti zu ne'emana, ki lefnei shanim rabot, ba lefaneinu bebeit hadin hagadol b'Yerushalayim, tibane v'tikonen, ma'ase keyotze b'zeh. So I can give you some faithful testimony that a very similar case came before us in the Beis Din HaGadol. Rav Ovadia sat in the Beis Din with Rav Sholti and with Rav Aldenburg and with Rav Yoshiv. He was sitting with the Choshevist G'dayli HaRabbanim V'Hadayanim V'Ba'ilam in the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and he had as Amaisa V'danti Yachad Im Chaviri L'Stamech Al Devrei Agon Rabbi David Kamikaralin B'Sifro Peskei Halachot Ead David שכתב שמעיקר הדין הראה לו שבכל כיוצא בזה הקדושים בטלים. זהו שייך לומר בכל כיוצא בזה טב למיטב טב למיטב הרמלו. So we wanted to be סומך on the great goyin, Rav David Karliner, in his Sefer Yad David in Simen and Dafkuf Peham with Beis, that he says we don't say טב למיטב טב למיטב הרמלו in such a case that a woman would rather be married to anybody. No. A woman wants to be married, yes, but not עד כדי כך that this man is not able to consummate the marriage. That far we don't go. Otsafnu l'tzarif benidon shelonu, and then besides that, we found the Chavis Yoyer, who was also Mekel, and he also says that the marriage never started because the guy has no koach gavra. And also in the Tshuva's base of Shviya in the 27th Siman, he's Samech on the Chavis Yoyer Lahakel. And this is all brought in later, he saw in the Otzer HaPoskim in Siman Lamites. And he was Mitzaref also that one of the Eidim was Pasal Eidus Machmas Aveira. And therefore we were Matir, the children, love of the Kal Hashem, Mikoch Sveik Sveika. Maybe the whole marriage is off its Kedushe Tos. And also one of the Eidim is Pasal, so therefore Mitzavik Psul in the Eidus. And also would nullify the marriage. I'm reading in Havaras Vardit because you have to give a little bit of cover to Chacham Ovadia. Those who know me and listen to my shiurim know that I am a big, big chosid of Chacham Ovadia. I never cease to be amazed by the man's vast erudition and scholarship. It is just jaw-dropping. Wow. Sometimes he'll say, I ain't this, just, you know, three words, I ain't this safer, and then you look there and you see like a 25-page tshuva, and you're like, oh my gosh, he went through that whole tshuva, and just the amount of knowledge that goes into every tshuva is just mind-blowing. Anyway, back to our story. So I saw that you malas kvot torato shegam utzeref lesnif edut sofer beit adin moren rab Yoshua Heschel Sonnenschein, one of my favorite last names, Sonnenschein, sunshine. They have sunshines, love it. שיגיד שאחד מן העדים של קידושין והכתובה בנידון דידן לא היה שומר שבת כראוי, כי ראו נושא חפצים בשבת ברשות הרבים בלונדון שאין שם עירוב כלל. So you also want to be mitzarif the edus of the safra de beidina of the scribe of the Beis Din, a nice Jew by the name of Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel Sonnenschein, and he said that one of the Eidei Kedushin is a Yid who carries on Shabbos without an Erev. It's very serious. Ach bevadai lo ne'anla mikvot terato divrei maran ha'shulchan aruch b'choshen mishpat. Kol mi she'idu alav she'avar avera plonit, af al pi she'lo hitru bo, ve'ino loke pasul ha'idut, ubevad she'avar ha'davar she'pashut b'Yisrael shu avera. אבל אם ראו שעובר על דבר שקרוב להיות בשוגג, צריכים להזהירו תחילה ואחר כך ייפסל. כיצד הרי שהוא כושר ומתיר בשבת, צריכים להודיעו שזה חילול שבת. ושרוב עם אינם יודעים דבר זה. הם צריכים להודיעו שיום שבת שמש הוכח הוא. וכן משחק בקוביה, או שנעשה מוחס, צריכים העדים להודיעו שעושה דבר זה פסול לעדות. שרוב עם אינם יודעים דברים אלו וכן כל, כיוצא בזה. So, יסוד, גודל. From the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Aleph, where he talks about Psuli Eidus, that when does a person become Psuli Eidus? When he's told. He has to be told. Otherwise, if he thinks it's Mutter, then he's not going to be guilty. So there's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger. In Sof Siman Sadi Vav, he writes that a person who shaves with a razor isn't Pasul Eidus, because many people do this. Many people shave with a razor. I was once at my cousin's wedding. Was I there? I think so, yeah. So, interesting, he just married off his first child, so I guess the years have passed. Anyway, so Rav Goren was the Misandre Kiddushin. Rav Goren isn't known as being a Fromak, you know, as far as Fromaks go. So he went up to the aide and he asked, do you shave with a razor? He wanted to know if the guy uses a razor, he's Pasul Eidus. Rav Goren was on the ball. He wasn't samich on this Rabbi Kiva Eger. He wanted to know if he's in Pashtus, that this guy's over on a lav to Raisa, I'm going to be matir him Leidus. No siri. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says that a megalech zekeno betar zekano. Begalech Zekeno, I guess, would probably be shaving his grandfather. But if a person is shaving his beard with a razor, he doesn't become Pasul Eidus, because a lot of people do this, and he doesn't know that he becomes Pasul Eidus. So writes a Sefer Parat Yitzchok, not of Refutner, Rav Yitzchok Lambranti, Merechetz Psul Menatar, Daflam Vavam Ralef, Chayn Beshut Marash Engel, Nechil Zayn and Simen Kuflam Dalid. So, and in different shuva, Rav Avadi was marich in the shayla of whether you have to tell the aid that he's going to be pasul aidus, or it's enough that you tell him that what he's doing is asur min haTorah. But al-Kopanim, he has to be aware of the severity of what he's doing. So, people don't know that it's asur to do hotzah on Shabbos. What are you doing? You're just walking around with something in your pocket. What's the big deal? That's what people think. So, memela, that's not so it's not so glad to say that this guy's pasul aidus, because he carries on Shabbos. But the truth is that even without this tzeruv of the pasul aid, we could be matir the children love of Bukahal for the first reason, because the whole marriage is off. And so writes Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Chelek Eben Ezer Vigros Moshe in the fourth volume, which was published in the year 1985 in the 52nd Simon Nun Beis, B'din Isha Nesua She'ozvas Baila B'tayna She'ein Lo Gvuras Anoshim. She leaves her husband. She says, you have no power of man. You cannot consummate our marriage. And in the courts, he was examined. The courts had him examined by a doctor. Had her examined by a doctor. They found that she's a besula. She has never had sexual relations, even though she's been married to this guy for a while. And the courts annulled the marriage. The husband refused, kederech haratan people, refused to give her a get kedas Moshe of Yisrael. She goes to marry another man civilly in the courts. They have two sons. and a daughter, and now the sons and the daughter want to know, can we marry into the Jewish people, into the proper Kahal Hashem? And Rav Moshe said that I already explained in the first volume of my Tshuvas in Eben Ezer Siman Ayin Tes that she doesn't even need to get the Rabbanon. This is Ikar Ishus. If there's going to be no sexual relations between the couple, then they're not a married couple. This is not a Jewish marriage. This is not any marriage. And the whole thing is off. And they're divrei emes lo safek. We don't need this guy to give him a get. Let him find a short pier and take a long walk. That's my own addendum to Rav Moshe's tshuva. And the kids are also going to be kosher. It says in the Gemara, Mamzer Vadeh Hu Shalei Yavo B'Kal Hashem, Mamzer Safik Yavo. So even if we have a Safik in the Mamzeris, so that already makes it into a Derabbanan, because Doraisa, Safik Mamzerim, are Mutter Lava B'Kal. So you have no problem allowing these children into the Jewish people when the woman's first marriage was with a man who was unable to consummate the marriage. A husband who was mentally ill, and he was mentally ill before the marriage, that's such a pagam that it's a mum gadol, so the whole thing is off. The only problem is, how then did the husband have a child afterwards? How did that happen? So maybe the woman's not telling the truth. So, first of all, we have the doctor who said, Dr. Bloom, who said that the husband really was unable to consummate the marriage. So you have the doctor's edus. So the man's taina was that he received treatment, and afterwards he was able to have relations. He wasn't able to have relations when he was married to wife number one, the Jewish wife, and then when he was married to his non-Jewish wife, he was able. So we have the testimony of the wife, and then we also have the doctor, both of them whom said that when he was married to the first wife, he could not have relations. So the Mordechai in Kiddushin Siman Tavkuf Mem Beis says in the name of the Maharam, Din Isha Atoenes Al Baila, Isha In Al Beis Avelo Yamod, Shavshim In Adin Hine Menes, Shein Isha Me'iza, Paneh B'Fnei Baila Mekol Mekol Medorosel Shishnoshim Chatsufus, Mizu P'nei Me'en Roi Lahamina. A woman who claims her husband has no koch gavra, normally a woman doesn't have chutzpah in front of her husband. But in our generation, the woman already speaks in front of her husband. Women aren't so afraid of their husbands like they used to be in the past. So therefore, you can't believe her. And also, says the Mordechai, there's a svara that she's lying because he already had children from another wife, so maybe he got sick in the meantime. Nevertheless, she's not ne'amenis. So writes the Ma'ariv Vayal in a tshuva, and so the Red Baz in a tshuva. In the time of the Maharam, this Mordechai is born in the Maharam. If then the door was parts and people have chutzpah to lie, so certainly in our door, and if he's talking already, so many hundreds of years ago, certainly in our door, women aren't afraid of their husbands, they'll lie. Efshishagam Khan, Shabal, Achar, Girushi, Arkos, Nasalo Goy, Valimenu Bas. In Lahamin Shubasisha, so maybe we shouldn't believe the woman. El Sheshlom Shlacha came Misrapi. No, maybe he got better later. That's what his claim was. His claim was that he admitted he couldn't be with his first wife. He just was healed later. And the Sefer Gvuras Anashim, he writes that all the poskim argue with the Maharam and hold that a woman's nemenis even is manazeh. If she says that my husband doesn't have koach gavra, she's believed. And we also have the doctor on her side, besides her edus. And we also have the husband's hodah. So, sov davar, hakol nishma, benidon didan, We're machshir banei alava l'kol. We are matir her children to marry into the Jewish people. So writes the Igros Moshe Chelek Dalet Siman and Beis. And you, Rabbi Kaplan, are correct. V'yafe dan yafe hora kvot haraso le'atira banim lavo b'kahal ve'af yadi tikon imo v'yashar koho v'chaylo al shahatar b'chol oz b'tshuvato haramata le'akel b'nidon didan b'roto dim'ata ashukim she'en lehem menachem v'kisei kvot torato yarum v'nisa v'gava me'od v'birkat ha'torah ha'chacham ani mosif ha'chacham Ovadia Yosef. So he concludes that you were correct in passing, and that was Kedushei Tos. The children are much loved of a call, and all's one that ends well. We have a happy ending, Baruch Hashem. The kids are cool, the marriage is off, and it's always nice to end off with it was a sad beginning, but a happy ending. So we should be Zelchem Yitz Hashem to see Yeshua's Hashem, B'chol Asher Nifne.